Blog Talk Radio.
Killed the hoe with the blade. Chains on me like a slave. Curry the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you. Killed the hoe with the flame. Chains on me like a slave. Curry the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. Night, night when they hit. Army guns, no lieutenant. I'm just trying to get up in it. Curve a bitch like I'm pitching. Drive the whip like I'm racing. Money going, bitch, I'm chasing. Drop the Zan in the Henny. 50 rounds for the semi. Not one hole, I need plenty. Blade dripping on my sneaker. Loud pack like Khalifa. I got cash money and a Visa. I got a bad bitch in an Audi. I'm trying to buy me a Rari. Doggy bitch, me no sorry. Shark meat and calamari. Kelly rolling, fuck a Barbie. I might pop a perk before the party. I'm in the after hour getting gnarly. I love cute hoes on the Marley. I got my brother with me and a semi. Clint, don't play with kids, not one. Any bitches on flicking their team. Give me. I got some money to spend. Plenty. I won't for none of your friends. Any. Killed the hoe with the blade. Chains on me like a slave. Curve the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you. Killed the hoe with the flame. Chains on me like a slave. Curve the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. Night, night, when they
kill a young hoe with the flame. I bet she remember my name. My neck ever sweated with chains. I bet they look at me like I'm a slave. Fuck being broke, man, I gotta get paid. Money I want every day. A package it loud, that's for my niggas. She get high off right out my way. Let it be known, I handle bills on my own. We are not one of the same. We all make solid and you are a lame. Which means we ahead of the game. Curvy bitches like a bitch. All I want is to be rich. All she wanted was a bitch. All I wanted was a sister, but she was out with her nigga. I piped her down and he kissed her. I don't tip to my pistol, just in case to give chase. Cause I ain't the type to be cool. I will empty the clip in his face. When that drama come, I got issues. Leave teddy bears and tissues. Yeah, your mama gon' miss you. You went night night when I hit you.
Killed the hoe with the blade. Chains on me like a slave. Curve the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you. Killed the hoe with the flame. Chains on me like a slave. Curve the hoe like a pistol. I'm just trying to get richer. I pipe her down while you kiss her. Oh, hollow tips to my pistol. You go night night when they hit you. You go night night when they hit you.
I'm all about some chain, ain't trying to take a loss. Cause I'ma give it to him, I'ma give it to him raw. 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 I'm all about some chain, ain't trying to take a loss. Cause I'ma give it to him, I'ma give it to him raw. 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 Give it to him raw.
I've been done by hand since the age of 16. It's when I learned to get money, show no love to fiends. I keep my nose clean, stay away from them tricks. They don't mind sucking dick for a fast brick. Being exposed to that shit made me grow up fast. Ain't no time for them brawls, all I know is a can. Break fast, dawg. Hey yo, fuck them cops. I'm trying to go to the show. I ain't trying to get knocked. What's the deal, pop? Let's get this paper. Do what we gotta do. Worry about this shit later. We don't know them cable. We roll tight in this game. Setting that thing on a crate. Fixing a bicycle chain.
Chain ain't trying to take a loss. Cause I'ma give it to him. I'ma give it to him raw. Give it to him raw.
Dead to him raw. Dead to him raw. Dead to him raw. Bought a bottom change, I ain't trying to take a loss. If I'ma give it to him, I'ma give it to him raw. Dead 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 to him raw. Full of pain and stressing. So long I took for granted, now I'm counting my blessings. This a test from God, think I know for sure. Did he take my job? Cause I love to smoke. I've been blessed with the breath, couldn't feel the step. I done crept down the hall, filling the walls of doubt. Lord help me, hard to survive out here. We got kids need to eat, stay alive out here. Bust some brothers, baby mamas, and they waiting to get you. Just 9 months ago, couldn't wait to stick you. Make it rain in the club, can't help the people. And you wonder why them folks don't consider us equal. Y'all might have changed, ain't trying to take a loss. Cause I'ma give it to him, I'ma give it to him raw. 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 I'm all about some change, I ain't trying to take a loss. Cause I'ma give it to him, I'ma give it to him raw. Give it to him raw. Give it to him raw. Give it to him raw.
Take it. It's just backseat, pass, smack it, go marathon track. Jesse Owens, how these balls rolling right past me. It's nothing like on the road. How I come up with this shit, I put my head in the stove. Winter time backseat, then the cold. Summertime backseat, sundress cold. Bear my parking it, rolling up, we barking it. Good hustle, good hustle, be shaking like the Parkinson's. Pardon my jargon, departed like Leonardo. And touching the walls, be crawling inside of that new Gallardo. Let's get retarded, crack the window and party. To do what you were regardless for one of your favorite artists. Push started, baby, you get the stardom. Put it in the basket and know you like Vince Carter.
Radio, about to get it popping on a Thursday. I'm at the G Shop chilling with my peoples. Shout out to Toucan Sam, Shad Bananas. We right here before the Glock party start at 8 p.m. Uh-oh, it definitely is a party. I see the spirit. I see some spirit. I got my young boy in the building with me, too. Shout out to Zach Cole. Zach Cole, what's the name of your film company? Good Life Entertainment. Welcome to the South Side. Hope y'all seen a lot of shit going on in Philly. We'll address that. But tonight, we have a very, very special guest from, well, representing from Atlanta. My boy Ricky has mymixtapevote.com, which is a hot new website where you can not only have your music featured and played, but you people can be able to interact and vote and support your music. They have an event going on October 4th down in Atlanta, the Girl Power Listening Party, which is going to be really decent. It's a free event open up to not only the amazing women that's on deck, but for people to just come through and actually get to listen to the music and check out everything that's going on at the Girl Power Listening Party. And I have one of the special guests on the line with me. I am Paris Milan. Paris Milan, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hey, what's up, what's up? How you doing?
I'm really, really good. I'm really good. I'm excited about y'all event that y'all having in Atlanta. Are you?
Thank you. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's definitely going down, you know. There's so much great talent here in Atlanta, you know, so especially, you know, the females out here, they're too hot. So I'm happy to even be involved with it. So I'm glad that we're spreading the music right now.
That's definitely dope. Now, even as I'm getting to know you, you're not only an MC, you're an actress. Like, please tell everybody and make sure you guys follow her on Instagram. I am Paris Milan. Definitely,
yes.
Definitely dope.
Yes, definitely. I am Paris Milan everywhere, pretty much. You know, you can follow me Twitter, Snapchat, everywhere. I am Paris Milan. But, yeah, I'm also an actress. So I have a few wonderful projects coming up. I definitely have a movie that I'm doing that should be in theaters, God willing, in May, called Back Together Again. So I definitely want everybody to look out for that. And
what role
just so
do you
many-
play in that movie?
I'm actually a lead role. I really can't do too much talking about it.
One of those.
Really
nice.
Leaks. Yeah. Until the trailer leaks, but definitely keep your ears open. And once I can voice more about it, I promise I'll be back on the show and we could talk about it for hours. And I will fill you guys in. I definitely want people to be able to, you know, talk about it. Funny, hilarious comedy, and I'm real proud of it.
Nice.
So yeah, it's gonna
got
be pretty
jokes
cool.
For us today?
No.
No. Well, tell us about your song. No, it's okay. Tell us about your song, Side Chick. We're actually going to have a little listening party right now because I'm gonna play it. Definitely got it on deck today.
Thank you. Well, Side Chick is definitely a song that, when I wrote it, you know, my mind was just all over the place. You know, there's so many women that I know, you know, friends or women that I'm just, you know, around that I hear that are just going through that particular situation. I think we've all been there intentionally or not intentionally once or twice in our lives. And it was just something I decided to write about. So I did, and, you know, I definitely want to touch the women out there that are going through it or have been through it. You know, it was definitely written from the heart. So every time I let people hear it, I'm hoping that, you know, it just catches the ears of a woman that's going through it at the moment. So she can be like, you know what, I'm through. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's definitely a song that's near and dear to me. My new EP that I'm working on right now that I should be releasing in a few months is called Walking From Love. And, you know, when listeners finally get a chance to hear the rest of my singles and just hear the entire project, you know, I think that it's definitely going to motivate women to either want to be in love and, you know, stick to the man that they really feel is going to love them right, or just be single forever. So,
hey,
I don't know.
It's an ugly plug over there.
Single
hey, listen.
Forever.
Single forever. Sometimes you could be single forever. Sometimes you get swept off your feet. I say you don't worry about it, you know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be no dumb woman where I'm going to wait for you to come on. No, no, no. But we're going to get into
exactly.
The song. Yeah, we're going to get into the song. We're going to ask you our topic question. Shout out to X-Squad DJ CEO in the building, the Millions, who actually put all
Hello,
this together.
Paris. Hello, Paris. Yes.
Hi. How are you?
We definitely got the fans, boo-boo.
Oh,
you are so
God.
Beautiful
yes, yes.
And talented. I'm going to play music.
Very much
and for all my listeners, we got a little backstory about the drama that's going on in Philly. And not even to me do I want to bring out the drama in it, but I just want to talk about facts. You know what I mean? Like the fact that I can't take another person trying to come to my city and divide us. And Beanie Siegel, you already got a rep for that. Grow up.
Well, It's on both ends.
No,
you know
no, no,
I mean?
No. I think I will talk
because
about this. Not
I
yet,
feel,
not yet, not yet, not yet. Not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. I know everybody's like, not yet.
Because
my young boy actually filmed the whole studio session, and he's in the building right now. He's actually working on not only a DVD coming soon, his own artist, like, even from when I first met him, his ambition has been, like, crazy. What is that, like, 2012, 2011? You know what I'm saying? We go way back, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad he's in the building today. We're going to talk about some facts and just really shine a light on the productiveness that's going on in my city. Philly Shine Radio, we're going to talk about this Side Chick shit right now, though. Boo, you got the... It's all for you, Paris. You first. Then we're going to talk about this other stuff. These guys are out of here.
Like
oh, my
no
God.
She don't look like no side chick.
She definitely
no,
not
definitely
no size looking chick.
Definitely not size chick. That's for sure.
She looked like something, a ribbon in the sky.
Oh.
Falling in love with a man that loves another woman. It's like committing suicide on a rainy day. Let me tell you why. 'Cause if a man really loves a woman, it's gonna tell you that he loves you, then walk away. Why you have my heart again to say Why you have my heart again to say
Cause you love her, and now you love me. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna be. I don't wanna be your side chick, side chick, side chick. I don't want you to love her, and now you love me. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna be. I don't wanna be your side chick, side chick, side chick. I don't wanna
see you once a week. And maybe sometime on a weekend. Oh. But sometimes I need my man on his knees, making me scream, baby, baby, please. Yeah. Oh, baby. Why you have my heart again to say, say? Why you have my heart again to say?
Book bag of 2016 and leave it behind.
Well, this is what I'm going to do for that song. We have a Girls All Night CD that we're dropping. Hopefully it'll be ready by next Friday. We will be passing out these CDs at Toppins next Friday. It will be a flyer circulating online. And I'm going to add you to that song because I can do this. You know?
I'm going
to add you to this CD. The main girls are signed to Sony, and
mm-hmm.
they are three young girls, 20, 21, and 22. And we okay. dropping a mix CD, and they having a listening party at Toppins next Friday.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, I wish I could be in Philly right now. That's
no, I am
in
Atlanta.
Atlanta, baby.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. Oh, okay.
I'm everywhere.
Oh, you're everywhere. Okay.
I'm just quiet.
You're quiet.
I'm just quiet.
Okay.
I move a certain way.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that. Well, hopefully I will be in Philly, though, you know, really soon. Though I'm a New Yorker. I know I'm in Atlanta, but I rep New York all day. So, you know, the next time I'm in New York, I definitely would love to come
What
to
part
Philly.
Of New York?
I'm from Queens.
Okay.
Shout out to Queens.
I've been to Queens. We got DJs in Queens.
I was at, what's that club called? Purlieu. I was in Purlieu up in Queens. The strip club. Yeah. It was a Purlieu, something like that.
I'm not a strip club person, so I wouldn't be too sure, but the strip club in New York, they popping.
I can definitely hear this song playing in all the clubs. What you talking about?
October the 4th, when I come out, I'm going to make sure I take about 15 pictures with you so I can blow up your timeline with all these different DJs that don't like me.
I know that's right. Okay. And what he talk about is the mixtape listening session, the Girl Power Edition, down during AC3 weekend. That's 2380
yes.
Fairway Circle, Atlanta, Georgia, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's definitely going to
yes.
be an amazing event featuring Paris
yes.
Milan, Selena,
yes.
She Is Queen, Kissy Lee, Lynn Tate. And how many of those girls are you interacting with? Are you guys planning on doing any collaborations? Who are you familiar with?
It's so crazy. Like, I'm just finally, like, you know, getting familiar with them. To be honest with you, at that event, I think it's going to be the first time where I'm going to actually be, you know, with everybody at the same time. So I've spoken to some of them over the phone. You know, they're such, you know, positive women, and they're very motivating women. So I think all of us together in one room is just going to be, you know, phenomenal. Like, I'm all about girl power. I'm all about people, period. But, you know,
that's right.
All girls, it's great to see us, you know, working and not being catty and stupid and just doing the right thing together. You know what I mean? So I'm excited.
Thanks.
And Lynn Tate is Shorty Low cousin, blood
yes.
cousin. So, you know, my condolences to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a tragedy. You know what I mean? And then, like, with all the drama in Philly going on, like, people are losing their lives. You know what I mean? People
Every
are
day.
Tragically
yes.
losing their lives. There's murders going on. And people just want to
mm-hmm.
be so petty about
I know. It's crazy. You just
got to
pray, man. We all
got to
pray.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more. I got Paris Milan in the building. Definitely excited about that. Excited about having not only love for my city, but giving a platform for others to just, you know, shine and show off. Like, we all want to just have fun, play some music. We're going to go to ATL with my boy Buckham, which that way, waiting for more with my mixtape vote.com. Make sure you're at the event next Tuesday in ATL.
Police. looking all out the window. Yeah. Rolling up some more extendo. Yeah. That way, oh, you ain't know.
Professional, didn't have the good equipment, left them like I was dropped their habit. Shout out to everybody checking in on the show. Oh, more girl power in the building. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Kissy Lee with your pretty self. That flyer crazy, bro. Can you hear me? 404. Hello? I don't know, maybe she got her phone on mute. Maybe she's still on mute. We got Paris. See you, honey. Ooh, that's a good hug. Don't hug me like that while I'm on the air. You don't care. So what? I ain't do nothing freaky to you. I ain't even touch you. You wouldn't be able to handle it. Yeah, get out of here. Hello, he'll try. That's what's up. Shout out to him. He said he'll try to handle it. Philly Shine Radio get a little hot. Shout out to Zaquil setting up the camera. I got your mic open, Kissy. I don't know if you can hear me. Paris, can you hear me?
I can hear you, love.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, maybe we'll figure out what's going on with Kissy's phone. Open her back up. We got the million.
Look,
the million. You can hear me. Yes?
Bro, DJ Rose on the line. I wanted to show her off with all these beautiful talent, cause she
yes,
always
the
said
ladies is in a building.
She's doing a lot in South Carolina, and I think
oh,
all these ladies that's
the
in the, I think all these ladies should
right
follow DJ Rose Red, cause she's doing a lot in South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah,
shout out to DJ Rose Red. Welcome back to the show, boo.
Hey, y'all.
I'm chilling, baby. I'm chilling. And I want to introduce you to Paris Milan. Paris Milan, DJ Rose Red from South Carolina is
How
in the
doing,
building.
Honey?
I just followed you right now, boo.
See, that's what's up. Following instantly. Make sure y'all follow Philly Shine Radio, too. We getting ready to take a little music break. Shout out to X-Squad DJs, always giving new music. And thanks to them welcoming the Glock team into the fold. You know what I mean? Make sure everybody get that new music all the time, as well as show love and use that hashtag X-Squad DJs. We're going to repost you, show you some love. You know what I'm saying? This that bankroll bounce from Looney Tunes, that alumni. You already know, new hundreds is real money. New hundreds, new hundreds.
New hundreds, blue hundreds, pocket full when I'm stunned. Pulling out from the bank, add them old Z's in my comp. When I bang roll out, bang roll out, bang roll out. When I bang roll out, bang roll out, bang roll out. Running the body, shit. Foreign bras and I flex. I only in my zone. Cartier zone, your girl could be next. When I bang roll out, bang roll out, bang roll out. When I bang roll out, bang roll out, bang roll out. Bang roll rocking in the club. Bang roll all of my jeans. Shaw going shaking for a dub. Pockets on 93. She said she know my face. Stalking me on IG. We could take a pic. Don't think about tagging me. And we don't have to tell nobody when we in the spot. All these flashing cameras when we passing to the top. 100 more folks trying to get behind the rope. I don't know. If you ain't walked inside with me, I hope it's about plenty dope. I'ma fuck up a chair. No, I got more than that. Cartier, Cartier. Can't see you behind the spec. That be my breaking neck. Tryna see how I flex. Bounce with the bank roll. Keep up a nigga press. Litty. New hundreds, blue hundreds. Pocket full when I'm stunned. Pulling out from the bank. Add them OZ was in my comp. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. Running the body check. Foreign bras when I flex. I only in my zone. Cartier zone. Your girl could be next. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. When I rain roll out, bang roll out, bang roll out. I was bouncing through the summer, spinning hundreds like a fiend. Throwing dollars, popping bottles, blowing on that gasoline. In the Ibiza with the chica, she done popped another pill. I've been fucking up the couches, watch the champagne spill. Popping man, just to see her shake it one more time. Might not make it to tomorrow, so I gotta see a lot. I'm the man making money, what a sign of me a lot. I can make that phone call that'll change a nigga life. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Real life shit started from the bottom. Lane road, keep a hater press. Real hundreds, I pee fresh. Fuck with me, you know I get it. Moving shit and I'm direct. Run it up, you know I'm flex. Check don't bout, cause I'm the check, man. New hundreds, blue hundreds. Pocket full when I'm stunned. Pulling out from the bank. Add them OZ was in my comp. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. Running the body check. Foreign bras when I flex. I don't live in my zone. Cartier zone, your girl could be next. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out. When I bang roll out. Bang roll out. Bang roll out.
10%, 30%, 50%, 100%. Loading complete.
Shout out my baby daughter Melody. I'm fired up inside, so I'm guessing that there's a hell in me. Trap behind these walls, so I'm guessing that there's a cell in me. I don't care for beef like vegans, only care for celery. Money, money seems to only be the focus. It's funny nowadays, cause it's hard to be people notice. These niggas fucking bogus, I'm swerving, I'm like a lotus. I remember like 3 years ago, I was just a broke kid. Oh shit, my flow got smoother than some lotion. I'm smoking purple potion, got me moving in slow motion. I'm hotter than an oven, my flow wavy like an ocean. And soon I'll blow over like a terrorist exploding. We are not the same, I am an alien, not a Martian. You
My tickets hot like summer and she sucks me like a plunger. Damn, I fucking love it. The pussy gets too good, so I gotta stop and hug it. She wants some my McLovin, cause the marrow small like nuggets. I just fuck it and duck it, I ain't know she had to hug it. You can say that I'm just lucky. I'm so high on my Durant, I'm starting clouds above me. Just I've been making money, lots of bitches wanna fuck me. I remember being nasty, dressing bummy, smelling musty. You can call me sir, ballin' out. I ain't rich, but I ain't broke. Living at my mama's house, I used to be pissed when a fucking false water knock him out.
Shout out to the real Taino doing his thing. Where you from? Frankfurt?
Me?
Yeah.
North Badlands.
Badlands in the building. Yeah. Shout out to the Badlands. Shout out to Stormy in the building. Stormy Boo.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Missed you, baby.
How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm good. We chilling with the females from the Girls Rock Mixtape Listening Session, sponsored by, well, presented by My Mixtape Vote, sponsored by Squad DJs, Philly Shine Radio. We got to hear music from Paris Milan. Real dope. Say hello to Paris Milan. They have a
hello,
Paris. How you doing?
Good.
And you can say hi to the million CEO X Squad DJ. You know him too.
About me. What's up?
Hello, and say hello to DJ Rose Red.
Yes, hello, darling. Hey, hon. She posts some beautiful pictures.
Yes, thank you. Do.
Yes, she does. DJ Rose Red definitely be looking good. But
the best thing smoking in South Carolina.
Ain't nothing wrong with smoking. We doing that right now. And also in the building, my young boy, shout out to Zaquil. Hood Entertainment.
Hood Life Entertainment.
Hood Life Entertainment in the building. Entrepreneurs, I love them. There's a lot of them in my city. They got they own ways, they young boys. And my one thing about, and I really want to make this is what it's about. I don't like how sometimes older people or people who've done certain things that a younger person is doing, that they try to say, oh, the youngins don't do it like we do it. Like, give these people credit, like, especially if you made it past 18 years of your life, you know, because a lot of people don't get to do that with the way cops killing niggas, the way niggas is killing niggas. Like, people don't get a chance to grow up, you know what I mean? And then even when the man makes it to their 30s and you still want to think that you could talk down on anything that they do instead of lifting them up, I really feel like if you're old head doing that, you need to reevaluate. Reevaluate all that shit. Because what you're doing is not cool. And at the end of the day, we won't need that type of shit. And I always big up my young boys. Hold on one second, I'm doing the show. I always big up my young boys. Big up to not only you, Zaquil, but you might as well pull up the seat and the mic. Not only big up to you, but everybody that I've seen from my city doing good things, like, it's not easy, you know, like, and no matter what city you're from, Paris, come on, like, you're from Atlanta?
Well, I've been here for a little while, but like I told you, I'm from New York, and whether it's New York, Atlanta, anywhere, it's not easy anywhere, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll
right.
tell you on that.
Now, how would you feel with all that you're doing? Let's say,
a female that was, you know, did what you're doing before you,
mm-hmm.
or downplayed your bad time or downplayed your grind. Like, oh yeah, you ain't always had, you know, the best studio equipment. I remember she used to record on her phone. You know what I mean? She only had her phone record. Like, shut the damn. I can't start from something like.
Yeah, see, people like that, they are non-existent to me. Like, I don't even, you're not even worth my time with commenting, saying anything. It's just pointless. You know what I'm saying? And without haters and without people like that, you won't have that extra gas of motivation. Like, you need people like that. Because without them, you don't realize, you know, how much harder you need to work. So I just tell people,
I like that. Definitely ignore people that's on there hate and shit, and keep being focused on being productive, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Be representing yourself. Like, everything.
Right.
You can't really do nothing new, but I'm going to tell you, we all human. You know what I mean? We got to support each other.
Right.
I like that. I saw Noriega saying that on his interview with E-40. My boy,
mm-hmm.
Dutchie, shout out to Dutchie. He said that earlier on his Instagram, like, we got to support each other. Like, everywhere you look, you're going to see another person. You're never going to be the last person on earth. You're not. You're not the last person. Try getting along with motherfuckers. Please.
Right. That part, for real.
Definitely that part.
It's like, it's so hard for people. It's something very easy. Like, it kills me. People don't realize how much energy is put into being negative. And if you just be positive, it's just so much more easier, and you feel better, you live better, you breathe good, you sleep good, you chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, versus just being mad all the time and hating all the time, and it's just too much. It takes too much work being like that. It's real pointless.
Yeah, definitely pointless. I appreciate that. And what you're saying, I want to introduce you to the mic, Zyquil. We talk about her life, entertainment.
Yo, what's up?
You gotta talk right to the mic.
Hi.
Oh, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good. That's what's up. Well, I have Zyquil in here for a reason, because he was actually the guy behind the camera of that studio scene in Philly that you guys saw. Was a bunch of niggas from the same hood, and that's how I'm gonna say them first and foremost, all black men in a building together, trying to come together.
Yeah,
that's what it was about. It was about unity, right?
Yeah, that's what it was, man. Yeah. You know, that's the goal. We all just trying to come together.
You gotta talk like right in the mic.
Oh yeah, well that's the goal. We all were just trying to come together. I'm saying it had been on some accidental shit for real.
Who was in the studio
like
first?
And shit. First one was in there was Tiffy, you know what I'm saying? That's his studio. Him and Nizzy was in there, his artist. They was in there, and like he said on his interview, OJ slid through, was doing some regular shit. Like, niggas all cool, like, everybody,
O'Malley,
like,
right?
You feel me? Like, South Philly, little as shit, so everybody knew everybody.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? When O slid through, that's when Beans came. I came, like, a little bit after O, and that's when Beans came. Yeah, you know, shit just went down. You know what I'm saying?
Now, from when I talked to you, I was there until 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's six, like, but you don't want to be around a person and around those hours. You know what I mean? You got to really fuck with them. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you got to really belong in that situation, especially like a studio session.
Yeah, I mean, like everybody that was in that room. You know what I'm saying, was like solidified. It was all like all real niggas in there, like all A1. Everybody in that joint was stamped. So,
right, exactly. Now, and that's even what I saw from the video. Now, seeing that unity for me at first, from you know what I mean. I saw the clip. I saw it was you. You know what I mean. I saw it was your video that you put out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, there goes Zyquil doing it again. Tell everybody first and foremost. Introduce yourself to my listeners and everybody.
Right.
Because you've been working for a long time,
ever since
I met you.
Right, well, I'm saying, you call me whatever you know me by, Hot Hood, Zyquil. Y'all can come to Dr. Club right now for the air and the interview. You already know me. You go way back.
Right.
We met like fucking 2012 or something like that.
Real rap. So, always supporting you.
Yeah. Like, I started off, basically I started off rapping and shit. I got into a little situation where I wasn't able to do that because of, you know, some things. And so I just switched it up. I grabbed the camera to shoot my own videos and shit.
There you go.
So from there, I linked up with my man Doc. Like, I already knew a lot of these niggas and shit just from being around South Philly. Like I said, everybody pretty much bunched in. So I linked up with my nigga Doc. Shout out to K Doc, man. Free K Doc the Showstopper. He be home soon. You know what I'm saying? And I had him just host this little DVD I did just on some hood shit. I'm just like, man, I'm going to just get everybody, you know what I'm saying, bring everybody together for the P. Like, ain't nobody, because don't nobody really fuck with South Philly like that on the, I feel like, on the music side of things, like, on the city-wise, you know what I'm saying, niggas that's dropping DVDs, they don't really, they be scared to come down there and shit, like, they don't really be trying to come around and shit.
A lot of people, they suffer from that, where they, you know what I mean, they don't really respect the fact that it's something going on in another section.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
what
I mean? But I mean, it's Philly regardless, but you know what I'm saying? But basically, I linked up with my nigga Doc. I had him host the DVD. I had all niggas from my hood on that joint. Like, shout out to Cree Fulch. Pook Papers was on that joint. Cranky with the Grippers. You know what I'm saying? I thought of them missing you, but basically, the first joint dropped. That shit was cool. Second joint, I just put that shit on the web. You feel me? Just like, fuck it. Because that shit hit like 8,000 views in like a couple months. I'm like, damn, like niggas definitely watching, niggas from all over and shit. That joint, I stepped it up and say I broke it out a little bit. I got Quilly on that joint. I got a little Dirk on that joint. Lil Her. I got a bunch of other niggas.
Yeah, and I see you at a lot of people's concerts. You said,
yeah, like
TLA getting the behind the scenes footage, which led you to the other day in the studio with everybody. Now, the main thing, and we're gonna wait for the footage. I'll let you put it out, but I just want everybody to know that you're my young boy, and I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely
really
appreciate
it. Like all the hard work that you did. You know what I'm saying? From what we were trying to do, like we still were able to stay cool over the year and communicate.
Yeah.
Definitely. I appreciate that. Now, what I would like to know is like, how positive and dope were everything? And how did you feel when you Beanie Siegel, who was first in the room? Because my whole thing is, like, you're not going to fuck with me one day and be with me and be around me, and then the next day, all of a sudden, you remember that you wanted the person we just said we not fuck with. Like,
right.
Then you remember. And, like, How did you feel when you saw that change from, like, hot to cold?
Well, for, like I said, when everything was going down, it was just one of them nights, like, from the rip. Once me got on FaceTime and shit, we just felt it. Then he's like, you know, I'm about to slide through. He was like, yeah, this is about to be one of them nights, you feel me? Like, this shit was mean. So once everything and me just started going down, like, once he stepped in, he was hyped from the rip, you feel me? He was on some shit. Because, like, it started out with, like, first of all, Game was on some bullshit, you feel me? Like, he
course,
just,
yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, like, well, that's just his character, you feel me? Like, just to start a beef. Call, like, in Philly, we take that to the heart, you feel me? That's why I went so left. Because, like I said, you call a man a rat, that's like calling a man a faggot. That's like spitting the man's face, you feel me? We don't play that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You talking about fight. Like, that's just the Philly pride, you know, inch I had that.
Right.
But from the rip, the night was good. Like, it was just, you just felt it in the air, like, you know what I'm saying? You just felt like, damn, like, this. It looked like the city was on some shit, like, yo, it was, like, that shit was, like,
gonna be some power.
Yo, we was, like, yo, we was, like, yo, you know what? We about to do a tour. Like, we about to, your mid turn up, it's about to be, like, this shit about to be lit.
Right,
like,
right.
That was the whole night. Everybody in that joint was stamped, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Deion Waiters. Like, he was in that joint. 18 Street was in there.
See, that's decent. You know what I mean? And my whole thing is, like, yeah, when I saw it, I ain't going to lie, I know Beans a little bit. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because he's a little troublemaker. You know what I mean? And then for me to hear your interview and you go in after, and then, like, we got the be playing, right? After the situation where, I guess, Meek felt some type of way about Drake doing, you know, his little thing and their beef about Ghostwriter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And in Philly, like, when it comes to Philly MC, certain people do use writers, but if you don't use writers, you're not going to get it, and you're not going to shit on my name in it.
I feel like...
With you being there and you, you know what I'm saying, also having footage of what happened.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on, like, being saying that he wrote first verse, whatever, the piece of the second verse, and, like, glorify and try to downplay then?
I mean, like I said,
you got to go into the mic.
I got love for Beans. I'm saying, like I said, everybody from the Piggy, I'm the same as everybody. I listen to that nigga coming up and as much as everybody. But as far as, like, after everything happened, he's saying it. I mean, I don't know. I guess, like, everything been done, so it's all off the table now. You feel me?
Right.
So it's like now it don't really matter because it's the video. So it's like they beefing already. So it's like fuck it. But I mean, before it, like, I'm not in one place to say who wrote who for what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know niggas definitely just went in there and did their thing. I know that it was more shit on the track that was taken off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because,
that,
like,
happens.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, so.
You're trying to, like, you kind of in the middle because you were there, but everybody knows that at the end of the day, like, everybody has to say their truth. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I want. I'm not going to, you know, force you into admitting anything or going in on anybody. But say your truth for, like, speaking on a character, even TV, the guy who,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
TV, you mean, like,
I love TV. Every time I've ever seen him at shows, on Instagram, it's always, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Like,
thorough.
TV a real thorough dude. Like, that is one thing. I know, looking from outside, if you don't really know him, is you, like, you want to know, you feel me? Just talking to other niggas that don't know nothing, and just, you know what I'm saying, it'll look like the Suge Knight situation. But nigga, he'll definitely look out for you, feel me? He the type of nigga, like, if nigga just come home, you feel me, he going to make sure you right. You know what I'm saying? He gonna get you right, and not he gonna say, put some clothes in your back, put some money in your pocket, make sure you right. If you down, he the type of nigga that's gonna send everybody flips, like, and, like, do for self. Like, what he really trying to do is just trying to, like, build a black community. You know saying? Use the money from this and build, like, try to help rebuild back the black community and bring everybody together. For that's really, like, the end goal of the situation, basically.
And then I've seen it, you know, I've seen you know, certain artists down in South Philly during, you know, holiday times and back to school times, and
yeah.
Not only that, and shout out to my boy Antoine Moore, Unity in the
yeah,
Community.
Definitely shout out to
DJ and Lava, you know what I'm saying? And those men right there are bringing South Philly into a state of peace. You know what I mean? And every year, and then right after the Peace Week, which was last month, and here it is September, you know, everybody wants to bring drama here. Then the only reason why I'm saying what I said about Beans is because I'm 33 years old. I was here when Beans was on state property, drawing on Gilly the Kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we were like, come on, we want Beans to do a show, and for various reasons, you know what I mean? And specifically, I called Beans myself, and I'm like, come sign this contract. And he like, I'm going to send my cousin to do it. And I'm like, you got to do it.
What?
No, thank you then. Like, and then I'm going to say that, and then it's grinding. Nothing, just like all of us, we come from, you know what I mean, whatever humble beginnings, we never born with no silver spoon in our mouth, whatnot, and he's consistently been working out, you know what I mean,
yeah,
hard.
I mean, true, like, you, like, me definitely work hard, you know what I'm saying, you're a workaholic, like, everybody with And some point being touched on, like, Meek never been a humble boy, though. Like, Meek always, that's just him. He was always the loud nigga on the headshot DVDs. You saying? Even
he's
his rap.
Loud nigga on his song.
So he never, that's just, some motherfuckers, that's just they, like, J. Cole is a humble nigga, you feel
right.
me? He don't, that's not, that's just the type of person, the artist they is. So as far, like, I heard I watched both interviews, you feel me? Like, I was there when he was shooting one. And I feel like it's just everybody, it's no right or wrong in a situation. I mean, at the end of the day, kind of both parties is wrong in some ways, you feel me?
Right.
In some ways, it's just a lot of opinion. You know, this side feel like they was right for this, and this side feel like they was right for this.
But there's nothing wrong with that. What I don't like is, why can't everybody have their own feelings, somebody apologize, and people go about it?
Yeah, I mean, that.
And I know I've never seen this in beef before with Beanie Siegel interview. And you're talking about the man's woman. You're talking about the picture you posted on Instagram was really subliminal about him and Safari and
yeah.
OG. Like that right there, I feel like anything. And I've
but then again, you got to like. It's like it's like everything's off the table now. You feel me? It's like the cards is out.
What, just because he got hit?
Basically,
somebody else.
No, it's just the reason why. You feel me? Like, and this is not taking no side. Like I said, I got, you know what I'm saying, respect for both parties, but just looking from his side.
No, like having an opinion. Like,
yeah.
How would you say somebody else? They want to talk. You know what I mean? They know, man, my girl do whatever I say when I say it. But that's just on some you with your homies type shit. And then he want to bring it back to somebody else. Like, yo, he said he got his girl wrapped around his finger.
I don't know, man. My niggas don't bird talk. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, right.
You saying? We know, like, we respect the situation. We don't even mention our wives. You feel me? From certain shit, we don't even mention each other, like, wow, you feel me? Hey, yo, how she doing? But after that, it's straight to the business, you feel me?
Facts. Now, take a little music break and get back and kind of, like, close things out and talk about what you have coming up in the future. Because for real, like you said, it's no real right or wrong. I have my opinion, and I'm not wrong for how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Whether you can relate to how I feel or not. You know, my whole thing is I really wanted to get a chance to talk to you to kind of, like, get a sense of the personalities that were in the room and in the fact that there are people trying to be productive out of this situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I definitely got you. We're going to get into a little more details about everything, and we'll talk about the events and future events and future footage of everything coming out, because like it's definitely like a movie type situation. I'm gonna keep it real. We was in there for like 5-6 hours from like 12 to 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely gonna get back into it when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we gonna get back into it. Shout out to Zach Will in the building. You know, I'm on Philly Shine Radio.
Do. They don't put in work like I do. We are not the same, we are not the same. You can't do it like I do. 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 You can't do it like I do.
Phone call, 95 rolling. You know a nigga holding. I got a red bone shotgun. And you know that bitch loaded. You can put me on the cloud like a sky dweller. Mr. Barbane with the Margiela. Watch him cash out with the bank teller. She gon' do whatever that the king tell her. She gon' work that, work that. I'ma make it rain, make her twerk that. I can blow a band club on it, everybody know I got it. Bad bitches know I got them.
Thinking they can do it like I do. They don't put in work like I do. We are not the same, we are not the same. You can't do it like I do. 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 You can't do it
presidential rollie for the high rollers. 44 mag, that's the eye closer. I be in my bag, I be in my bag. I'ma make it last till the run is over. They all know a nigga been getting money. You can try if you want, come and take it from me. Ride or die for the hustle when you get it from the muscle. Cause they wanna see you struggle, stop hating on me. She gon' work that, work that. I'ma make it rain, make her twerk that. I can blow a band club, find it, everybody know I got it. Bad bitches know I got them. Thinking they can do it like I do. They don't put in work like I do. We are not the same, we are not the same. You can't do it like I do. 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 You can't do it like I do.
Stormy in the building. You definitely want to join in on a call. Press 1. Open up your mic. Join in on Philly Shine Radio. Yeah. Hey, everybody, for my mixtape, vote.com. We're just in the building. They got the Girl Power event going down today in Atlanta. Make sure you guys are in the building for that. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Make sure you press the 1. I will open up your mic. Show you some love. You know what I'm saying? I got my young boy, Hood Life Entertainment. So, man behind the camera. Gotta love it. Like, you gotta love whoever's gonna be in charge of keeping people together. You know what I'm saying? Keeping them all looking good. Shout out to the millions. COX Squad DJ Day Rose Red. What's that pretty girl up to? The millions.
Yep.
Shout out to my mixtape vote.com. That's your young boy, huh?
You know, he wanna venture off and work together. You know, I'm about unity and movements.
Always.
And always growth. Because somebody planted the seed in me so I can grow. And I just wanna pass it forward.
Now, Demel, I'm gonna ask you because for a lot of people, I know he in Atlanta, but he's from Chester. You know, that's Coriac family, DJ Coriac. How do you feel about what's going on in Philly? And what's your opinion about what you know?
My opinion, you know, because Meek Mill done it to other people, and now it just turned around and just got done to him. But, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I mean? But, you know, these are the biggest artists, allegedly, and they don't know what's the look that people look down on the city, you know what I mean? Then nobody don't want to come and work with these people. You know, you guys think about, you know, this is y'all feeding y'all families, and if everybody turn their back and don't want to work with y'all, then y'all ain't going to get no money.
No.
Hey, Noah, welcome. That's facts, you know, and that's my whole thing. Like, we got to focus on being productive. Like, really being positive, being productive, and showing love. I want to invite my young boy back over to the mic, and we close out some things because, you know what I mean? Behind the scenes, That's his camera. You know, it's coming soon. More work coming soon. And coming soon, right after this Black Aware Radio Show Live, Authentic Hip Hop. We're going to talk more about what's going on in Philly. And at Joe Budden's PD Crack Concert, October 10th, they're giving away tickets to the 10th caller, 267-888-6019. Be on the line live right here. The Glock Aware app. Damn little day, John. You need it in your life. All right. I see Zach Corey over there fixing his camera, so I'm gonna take a caller. 773-798. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. 773.
Hello.
How you doing? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Chirax, one half of Chatrilla, calling from Chicago.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. Definitely, definitely thanks for calling up. I got y'all song Pull Up on Deck, definitely up earlier today. Social media. Big up to you guys. Shout out to your Instagram. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play the song real quick while Zach Cole get his camera ready.
Thank you. Follow us on Chirax.
Say hello to all these females on the line. Like Paris.
Paris. She's still on deck. She on hold right now. Shout out to social media. We get ready to take a little couple minutes, 2 minute break. I need to fill. Are you ready, ma'am? All right,
he
ready now. Well,
we're going to
play Pull Up, but still.
Shout out to Chirax, though, man. Real right. I fuck with him. I got a couple niggas out there.
I can't hear him.
Though, man. Real right. I got a couple niggas out there I fuck with. He's supposed to be taking a trip out there soon. Shout out to G Herbo, Lil Durk, and Lil Sweet, all them niggas out there in the city. Shout out to Reek, Waterhead. Reek brought him out here. So,
shout out to Trilla in the building. That's what's up.
Yes.
You want to shout out to our social media?
Oh, yes, definitely. Follow us on Instagram at Chirax Killers. And follow my wife at Trilla Blue.
Yeah, Blue is definitely banging. Real cute. But thanks for calling and stay listening. I'm definitely going to play that Pull Up. Shout out to everybody checking in. Back to the switchboard in a minute. I just wanted to invite Akua back to the mic. Welcome back to the mic. The camera. Life entertainment film, and I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So, work. You get to see a lot anyway, right? Oh, yeah, that's way better. Oh, there you go. There you go. That's way better. Get to see a lot, right?
Yeah.
Now, not only were you there in the studio, you was also there during the altercation. You know what I mean? Stuff happened.
I mean, it was cameras there, like.
Camera.
It's backstage, so you got to think this regular motherfucking media there. And there was situations that happened before that, like before Bean got knocked out and shit. Going on, niggas was already filming. Everything was already in motion.
Oh, yeah. Because somebody was saying something about it was a fight
earlier.
It was
something that happened with other saying during that. So it was already in the air. Like, it was already antsy, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just like, It wasn't just like he walked up to Beans and just snuck him on some nut shit like it.
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. Cause TMZ only showed like a little clip. Like Game had paid somebody for the shit supposedly. Cause like I said, like we was gonna sweep it under the rug. You know what I'm saying, out of respect, because at the end of the day, everybody we cool and we Muslims.
Right.
So it's like we was gonna sweep it under the rug, and that was just gonna be one of them legendary stories. I'm saying, you know, rumor is, but
right,
the way we're going to go there, but supposedly game paid somebody and he put that shit out, and then once then it was like, I'm saying, fuck it.
Now, even with now, so now that it is out, you still want to remain honorable and not really put out too much information right now.
Yeah, right now, I mean, I got, like I said, I was there from the start of that shit to the end of it, you know what I'm saying? Then I'd be around anyway. So I got, like, at least 5 hours worth of shit, you know what I'm saying? Different niggas coming in, like, that shit, it was one of those nights where just, like, everybody was just, you know what I'm saying, it was in the middle of nowhere.
Now, even that fucks with me, just rethinking of what being said in his interview last night, because he make it seem like he was snuck. If this shit in a room, there's no way in hell you're going to tell me, oh, I'm so oblivious that nothing's going to happen to me. Now, I'm not saying that TP, but he could have got shot. You know what I mean? Like, TP, that TP or anybody would have shot.
Being, I don't even know if he was the one that hit him, though.
That's what he said.
And you say that?
No. That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. Rumor is, and that's what the media say. But like, he never say out of his mouth that he did that. That just was everybody. That just was going on with the story. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't watch TMZ really. I be too damn busy. I know. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen TMZ. I haven't really seen the TV interview or whatever. I'm just pure on, yeah, that's mine. I'm pure on my personal relationships and interaction with TP. You know what I mean? I don't have nothing bad to say about him. I really fuck with him heavy. You know what I mean? I would never see him doing anything or even sideways,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
But my whole thing is, last night, while Beans on a join, he made it seem like he was snuck, but you're telling me it was stuff going on all night.
Yeah. It wasn't like, come on, like, first of all, out of respect, niggas ain't going. But, like, it wasn't like the.
Right.
They edited that shit to make it seem like he just walking by and, like, he don't. Already mean.
Right.
Like, everybody was there. Like, the real niggas know, like, saying, situation. Well, it's just the media, man. They just be taking little shit and twisting and putting stories on it.
So with them twisting the story and everything, I want to set the story straight. Like, what's the release date for this?
Because we
love the promo. We gonna bring it all up. Like, let's talk.
First, California DJ Crazy and Honest Radio. We dropping some shit on Powerhouse. We dropping Honest Radio. We going live. It's live streaming. First time this shit has ever been done, the radio station from the strip club. And right after that, Welcome to the Southside 3 dropping. Like, probably the day after Powerhouse, or I might just see fucking the drop them both on the same day, you feel me? And then from that, we got Key to the Street. That's another. I probably have my nigga who papers. When we just coming for the spitters of the city, like, no bubble. That joint right there, that's on some straight street shit. Like, I want the, you know what I'm saying, the drunk old head that be talking that talk, that back in the day, that, you know what I'm saying, that real nigga the street. But that footage with me and all of that shit coming, I'm just, it seems, you know what I'm saying, like, out of respect for, because I fuck with both parties, the talk and really, and see what we going to do with it, and then, and from there. But as far as, like, selling it and TMZ and all that, I'm cool. Like, we good. Like,
who's asked you to buy it so far? So
niggas
you
emailing me and all that. A couple of niggas try to look for me and all that.
Who's asked for it?
I'll be looking. They be in my email. It'll be, like, all the regular little blog sites. And,
let me see your email. I'm going to say that again. Like, no, I don't
want to see that. You don't want to
see
that.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah,
as far as selling the footage and all that, right, y'all can just mean, like,
be a boss with it. I like that. No, don't sell it unless somebody giving you an L.
No, like, yeah. You know,
like, give him $1 million. I say that. You want to really know what happened? Give him that M. I'm sure Beans will understand. And like you said, that's good. And you guys have been fucking with each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's important. You know what I mean? And I would never want you to jeopardize the friendship or say anything extra ever. Like, nobody should say anything. If you really
if you really don't know what's going on,
don't say nothing extra. But I'm just saying, like, on some real shit, but if you really got beef with a person, and this is pure fact, beef with a person, handle it quietly. Other than that, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear it, for real, for real. Because once it get real, it's crazy. And people can say what they want about what's going on in Philly, a lot of places. Look at what happened with Bankroll Fresh. He was killed by his childhood friend at his studio. You know what I mean? Dumb shit happens. I really want people to focus on getting money. And if you're around somebody, let it be one. You're around somebody just for 15K. Go get, if you can get 15K one place, don't do that. You're not worth it if you're going to end up doing that person dirty and starting some other fucking bullshit. But I'm going to just tell you, I'm excited for you. I hope that you're able to, you know, put some truth out there and not only grow your career, because at the end of the day, that's your job. You know what I mean? To film and get things and like, get people to fix, because in 2016, we want to know right now what's the real.
Yeah.
We want to know what's real. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of fake, man. It's a lot of fake.
It's a lot of fake.
These fake little pages. Just going out there and talking, like, you don't really, if you wasn't there, you're not really inside, can't really talk on you. All you do is got to talk on it.
Hey.
So, yeah. Hey. Saying, shout out to Honest Fire, you know what I'm saying?
You already know.
Good Life Entertainment. Welcome to the Southside shit. Welcome to the Southside 3 is on the way. Free my nigga K out the Showstopper.
Free K Dot.
Free Muslada. You mean? Nickel's out right now. Shout out to Nicky Strauss. His shit out. Young boy drop a T every fucking, every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
nigga dropping the mixtape.
I'm excited about Nizzy shit. I played his music on Philly Shine Radio before, so I'm definitely already supporting. I support my city. I love it, and I just don't want to see a divide. I don't want to see anything, and I really feel like an opinion about Beans. We got an opinion about me. Got an opinion about Game. Got an opinion about Aubrey. Have your opinion, but don't let it make you have to have like a crazy ass argument with
them. That just be these niggas with, that just be like the motherfuckers with no lives, niggas from all, they don't even live in Philly. Like, if this shit, if you don't know nobody and you ain't got nothing to do with this shit, if you really sitting there arguing about it and debating it,
right,
about it, and you just aware you ain't got no life, you need to go chase some bread or something.
Real rap. I took a lot of people to the DM. And then I'm real good with my, where I shut a lot of people up. No, you can't. I know there's no right or wrong opinion. So I took a lot of people to the DM. I appreciate the, you know, respect given, put respect on my name. But I'm going to really tell the truth. And this is how I feel about the situation. Let somebody be around me, and then you turn around and you're around somebody else that don't fuck with me. I don't care if you're around them. But don't talk shit about me, because I'm going to fuck you up next time I see you. And that's just straight fact. You know what I mean? That's fact. Straight fact. Like, fool. I might not knock you the fuck out, but I'm going to fuck you up. Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen when a nigga like me shit go down. But we're going to get into this music. I appreciate you. Special guest, first time having you on the show. I wanted you on Philly Shine Radio years ago. Remember, you missed that joint?
I was, saying I was doing a lot. Man.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, focus,
let's be
playing the motion, Hood Life Entertainment is here. Welcome to the South Side. Saying
that's what's up. Shout out to you. We used to be like 50 deep down at Manners Entertainment Studios.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
We had a ball.
Yeah.
They got to say everybody like, doing their thing. I'm going to go into this Chirac, join, pull up. You know what I mean? Shout out to Chatrilla in the building. XYDJ, CEO, The Millions. Shout out to my mixtape, vote.com. Shout out to Graham. Go ahead.
Follow my business to the South Side as well. Welcome. 2 is the number 2. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the number 2, the South Side. You can follow my own DAQUIL.
And you open for business, like.
Yeah, man. We should listen. Cannon, too. Because, like I said, Southside Films, we
man, Cannon just did that NH joint. Crazy.
Yeah, listen, bro, like, we got some shit. I'm telling you, like, so you about to hear a whole lot coming from down South Philly, and then my and like regardless, you know what I'm saying, like my nigga Twine Major, he with us.
Shout out to
Matt Cannon, you know what I'm saying. That's just another project we got, bro. You already know Hood Life Entertainment. Welcome to the South Side. We out.
We out.
Make sure you got your wings, got your wings, got your wings.
Cause if I rain, I'ma stand on your bitch.
Got the hood chick, she was raised up in Compton. Pull up in some real weird shit, named it Hobson. Any bad bitch can just hop in what's common. It's these whole flows and metaphors and punchlines. My nigga trouble in the pen, just for busting nine. He never dropped a dime, like all of these niggas is lying. I went past the bitch a helping hand if she was dying. You probably never met an ill boy like I. My nice son, little bitty, watch how I get. Took the pen but never needed. Chase it up and cut a nigga face up. Cause ain't nobody raised us in the white man favor. Niggas don't raise up, you better get your cake up.
Pull up and look at the wheels on my wheel. Make sure you got your thing on your hip. Cause if I ring, I'ma stain me a bitch. Pulling up like I got wings on my wheel. If you think it's switching sweet, light me a bitch. Gas what I burn, that premium shit. The glory what I earn, I'm the king of this shit. Pull up, look at the wheels on my wheel. Feel like I'm behind bars fucking with these niggas. In the yard, they can't wait to backstab a nigga. Swallow all that gas, I ain't fucking with you, nigga. Tryna stay smashed, then it's proper time, nigga. Stop, let them burst, no time to converse. They need to plan your funeral any more than a nurse. All black when we ride, not no hearse. Bless you with this curse when I serve the verse. Reimburse, then my whip goes. Nashville, young Kurt. In New York with my diamonds, now I still is hurt. Bustle head like Dennis Rodman, I'm a diamond donkey. 40 on me and the choppers, I ain't feeling no. Pull up, look at the wheels on my wheel. Make sure you got your thing on your wheel. Cause if I rain, I'ma stain me a bitch. Pulling up like I got wings on my wheel. If you think it's switching sweet, light me a bitch. Gas what I burn, that premium shit. The glory what I earn, I'm the king of this shit. Pull up, look at the wheels on my wheel.
One time for the birthday bitch.
One time.
Two times for the birthday bitch.
Two times.
Three times for the birthday bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch.
Fuck it up
if it's your birthday bitch. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on.
But
fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. And she is a good girl, but tonight she's cutting up, cutting up, cutting up, cutting up. Smack her on the booty if it's real for me, real for me. Roll like she's going down the hill, from the hill for me. If she bout to turn up, if you bout to drum her, then it don't concern her. See y'all on the stage, got the place about to burn up. She fuck it up, watch the shake, Tina Turner. It's all about you, girl, tonight it's about you. Make the whole club stop whenever she come through. One time for me too.
One time for the birthday bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, 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 bitch. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on, one time for the birthday, bitch. Two time for the birthday, bitch. Three time for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
They know I got pulled.
They know I got pulled.
When I go to the club, I'm standing in line. We right through the door.
We right through the door.
Shorty, you play me.
Shorty, you play me.
Now you look like a fool.
You look like a fool.
I told you before. I told you before. Now bitch, I'm a bull.
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 Bitch, I'm a bull. I told you before. I told you before.
I told you before.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull. You missed your way. Now get you a bull.
Now get you a bull.
Look how I splash.
Swag.
Sevens all up on my ass. This Murray got 200 up on the dash. These pockets holding 6,000 in cash. All of my niggas is carrying bags. Wherever we go, yeah, we cover the tab. Niggas be at the bar looking real sad while I stand on the couch. Back in our lab, these rose bottles 450 a pop. These Louis belts is 550 a wrap. Haters be mad, they sit and they plot. That's okay, this effing whole 30 shot. Yeah, that's your bitch, but you know she on top. She see me in ocean, pull up in that drop. Had to ask her why she all on my top. She said, I don't know, I guess I like your watch. These bitches already know who I am. These bitches already know about squad. My nigga V hustle 187. Eat with the glasses and Darmani rock. All of my niggas, we peeling this shit. We feeling your girl, we bagging your bitch. TJ start sipping. And then he start dancing. Once he start dabbing, he still be a bitch. Everywhere I go, they know I got pulled.
They know I got pulled.
When I go to the club, I'm standing in line. We right through the door.
We right through the door.
Shorty, you play me.
Shorty, you play me.
Now you look like a fool.
You look like a fool.
I told you before. I told you before. That bitch, I'm a bull.
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 Bitch, I'm a bull. I told you before. I told you before.
I told you before.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull. You missed your way. Now get you a bull.
Now get you a bull.
What's happening, baby?
What's happening?
Why you sitting there looking all crazy?
Why you looking like that?
Now you wanna call me wavy. When a few hours ago, you was really trying to play me.
Play me?
I was that nigga that hopped out the swatter. Walked in that store with that juice
that
in my collar.
Me.
Now you see this far and you wanna holler. All of my sexes try to sip on this bottle.
No.
You miss your wave and you miss your chance. Please do not touch me, start gripping
get
my pants.
Me.
Ooh, that's your friend, I like a stand.
Come
tell
here.
Her, come here, I'll buy some shoes. Girl, stop fronting, you know how
stop
we do
fronting.
It's a movie every time we come through. Fuck the crab, I slide up 822. Live on Sunday, yeah, I blew me a few.
Tabs
got our drinks when we in Johnny Blue.
Yeah.
Pull up the vanity, don't stand in line. Walk through the doors, shout out
DJ
the blue.
Blue.
What can I say, yeah, I got a lot of pull. Everybody got respect for the bull. Ain't nothing changed, I said it before. Say it again, bitch, I'm a bull. Everywhere I go, they know I got pulled.
They know I got pulled.
When I go to the club, I'm standing in line. We right through the door.
We right through the door.
Shorty, you play me.
Shorty, you play me.
Now you look like a fool.
You look like a fool.
I told you before. I told you before. That bitch, I'm a bull.
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 Bitch, I'm a bull. I told you before. I told you before.
I told you before.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull.
Bitch, I'm a bull. You missed your way. Now get you a bull.
Now get you a bull.
Is I had a great night tonight. Shout out to mymixtapevote.com. Is that my son?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to mymixtapevote.com, XY DJs, CEO The Millions. Shout out to Zaquil, Hood Life Entertainment. Coming soon, Entrepreneur. And the one thing I say to you, again, I'm going to say it on air, take advantage, you know what I mean, of what you can do to make your future better. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, we don't get many, you know what I mean? You don't get many choices. You don't get many options to make it out of any situation. So, you know, praying and hoping for all your goals to be reached, you know what I mean? All your goals to be reached. Shout out to Glock Aware. And make sure you guys in the building October 12th. Put yourself on showcase. $75. Come get your tickets right now. $15 at the door. So make sure you hit me up, 215-200-7554 or 267-888-6019. Make sure you tune in for the Glock Aware show right after mine. You know what's going down. They're giving away tickets for the Joe Budden, the PD Craig concert, October 10th, TLA, to the 10th caller. Shout out to everybody who listened to the show and everybody who was with me last night. Do my rant on Instagram because I was very, very upset. I was upset. I'm going to be honest. I don't like people talking down on niggas. You know what I mean? Like, my family talked down on me. You know what I mean? I've had teachers talk down on me. I've had, you know, people who my friends try to talk down on me. That shit never, ever, ever is cool. And it's never factual. Are you talking down on a person? You're actually playing yourself. You know what I mean? You really are. You're playing yourself. Well, good night to everybody. Definitely thanks for tuning in. Well, I go wear up next on deck.